Friday, the deadline for entering races at all levels in the state of Oklahoma, and for the race to become the senator from the state of Oklahoma, fulfilling the last 2 years of Senator Jim Inhofe's term, we have a surprise entry, one that we name who we hadn't heard before as far as this race is concerned, former Oklahoma Attorney General, former Administrator of EPA, Scott Pruitt. Mr. Pruitt, you know, tell us, you know, what your interest is and why you've decided to enter the race to replace Senator Inhofe.
Hey, Ron, it's good to be back with you, and hope you're doing well on this Good Friday before Easter. Exciting day today, Ron. I mean, as I look at, you know, having gone to the Trump and served the Trump administration in D.C. to head the EPA and leaving in 2018, and we were energy independent, and here we are 4 years later, and we're dependent on nations and sources that are contrary to our national interests. And so there's been a lot changed since I left D.C., and Ron, I'll tell you, as I contemplated this decision, as you indicated, I left the administration back in 2018, having served the president for a couple of years and led on some consequential things, and the Waters United States rule and getting us out of Paris and all those very important things. And here we are again, 4 years later, and we're exactly in the opposite condition. And so it's a momentous time, and I could not stand by idly and not respond. I care too much about these things. I care too much about how we as a country are a light to the world, and we need to do things differently, and how dependent the world is on us for energy and geopolitical leadership on multiple issues. And so I made the decision to get in today for those reasons, and excited about the race and excited about being a voice for Oklahoma. I mean, people know, Ron, you know this. I was a fighter when I was Attorney General. I was a fighter when I was in Washington, D.C. We got things done, but I didn't make it personal either. And we need that kind of leadership in the U.S. Senate.
The legacy of Senator Jim Inhofe as he wraps up his career at the end of 2022 has been very much about both the regulations in the environmental arena. You mentioned WOTUS, also very much caring a great deal about taking care of our military men and making sure that our defense posture has always been strong. Those are his legacies. How would you want to try to continue those legacies?
I mean, when you look at the first on regulations and how the, you know, regulations coming from Washington, D.C. have been, they've been shackling American energy. And for no good reason. I mean, Ron, when you look at our ability in this country to produce natural gas, produce oil, produce energy at some of the lowest cost in the entire world, and also improve environmental outcomes, we've done it better than any nation on the face of the earth. And so we should be in the business of emphasizing, you know, those resources that we've been blessed with and using them for the benefit of our own people. And that should continue to be a focus of making sure that those regulatory agencies, executive branch agencies, one of which, you know, obviously I ran, that was the epitome of the American left, that had been used, the EPA, as you know, Ron, had been used for years and years and years to weaponize regulations against the agricultural sector, against the manufacturing sector, against the energy sector. And putting out this false premise that we had to choose between energy independence and self-reliance and protecting the environment. As you know, the people that make up the agricultural constituency in the state of Oklahoma are good stewards of the land. They take care of their water. They take care of the land. It's how that's how they make money. That's how they serve not only this state but this country. And I remember very distinctly, Ron, one of my very first meetings in Washington, I had one of the agricultural groups, I can't recall which one of the large groups in to the office to visit with them about WOTUS and other related issues. And the leader of that group stood up and said, "Mr. Administrator, this is the first time we've ever been invited to the Environmental Protection Agency." You know, here was in a major, you know, segment of our, you know, partnership in making sure that we did all we could to advance good stewardship of the environment and also providing food for the table, and they'd never been invited to the EPA. You know, so, you know, I took that job with President Trump to make a difference, and we did. We got out of Paris. You know, I sued on WOTUS when I was Attorney General and repealed it when I was Administrator. I sued on the Clean Power Plan under Obama and repealed it when I was Administrator. So, I mean, I went to Washington to get things done, and that needs to continue. And I will tell you that I think that's the kind of leadership we need in the U.S. Senate, which is why I got in the race.
Different world right now compared to those days when you were at the EPA. Obviously the pandemic has changed a great deal. We've got these supply chain issues, a lot of other things that the Biden administration is really struggling with right now. How do you address some of these things that have just been so unique in this particular last year to 2 years?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at we have this notion that Washington D.C. is the some of the folks in Washington believe that it's the answer to everything, that we should have a command and control approach to how we make decisions in this country, from the pandemic to regulatory issues like you and I were just talking about. And at the end of the day, the founders never intended Washington D.C. to be as consequential. Washington D.C. needs to be focused upon national security, protecting our national interest, which they're not doing very well either there. I mean, our hegemonic presence in the world is less today than it was, under President Trump and even before, President Trump. America, our enemies today, whether it's Russia or whether it's China, look at us and think that we're dysfunctional, we're divisive, that we are not able to govern ourselves. We're not able to make the big decisions. We're not able to get things done, from our spending policy and overspending and destabilization of the dollar and just our economic, over-regulation that's putting shackles on our American economy. All those things, our enemies look at that and think that our days are past. And look, we've been there before. We're living in a difficult time. But I'll tell you, Ron, when Ronald Reagan came into office in 1980, he had similar issues then, and it just was a change in leadership, an optimistic outlook, clear answers, leadership that was decisive around American principles. And that's what we need. And Oklahoma deserves that. And Oklahoma's voice in Washington, D.C. should be that. It should be a clarion call to freedom. It should be a clarion call to liberty. It should be a clarion call to government that it's there to serve us and not us to serve government. And that's why I'm in the race.
60 days away from the primary at the end of June, obviously will be a sprint. How do you win this particular race?
Look, Ron, this. How many times did we spend time together as I was Attorney General around issues, fighting California on the egg lawsuit and obviously the WOTUS issue and others? Oklahomans know that I'm a fighter. And I'm going to remind them of that. And we need a fighter in Washington, D.C. to advance these things that I just talked about. But we need someone who's also going to do it in a way that's not personal. We have got to, as a country, recognize that we need to advance truth, advance answers, and truly liberty, but not try to be as personal and divisive as we see. Because, things aren't getting done. It's a dysfunctional process in Washington. Congress is broke. We're sick as a country. And it's time that we offer, leadership that provides answers and solutions, but extends a hand to get it done. And I, Oklahomans have seen me do that. They've seen me get things done, and I got things done for President Trump. I'll never forget being in the Rose Garden with him when we announced that we were exiting the Paris Accord. And mind you, it was a battle internally. There were many folks in the administration that did not want that to occur. And worked diligently with the president to get us out of that Paris Accord. Now we're back in it, completely the opposite of where we need to be as a country. And that's what I was talking about at the outset of the conversation. When I left Washington in 2018, we were energy independent, and today we're dependent. We've gone backwards as opposed to forward. And we're now in a tough strait. Not only are gas prices going up, Ron, but our grid, our power grid, from a reliability perspective, is less reliable and resilient today than it was 4 years ago. And, there's a place for renewable energy in this energy mix, but it is foolhardy for us to look at how we do business as a country and say fossil fuels shouldn't be a part of how we, produce fuel, energy, power, and opportunities for the American people. So there's work to be done. And I'll tell you, Ron, I don't think, I think my experiences having run an agency, knowing how the regulations do place shackles on the American people and how to fix that, and then holding them accountable from a congressional perspective and from a U.S. Senate perspective. I mean, that's the kind of voice and leadership we need in the U.S. Senate, and I seek to offer it to folks. We got a lot of good folks in the race. And this isn't about the other candidates. I'm engaged in this race for one and one reason only. I mean, I think I'll offer, you know, certain experiences, certain leadership that matter. And I pray the Oklahoma people across the state recognize that and give me an opportunity to serve them.
Thank you, Mr. Attorney General, former Attorney General for the state of Oklahoma, former EPA Administrator, and now senatorial candidate to refill the remaining years of the Jim Inhofe seat, Scott Prutt. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.